Let's talk about that. Let's start off with that. So I'll do the intro.
Will's like, oh, I'm sick already.
To Anthony on that. So I'm gonna open it up. So hey everybody, welcome to Attack of the Fanboy podcast number 11. I am Kyle. With me as always, go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
Anthony.
Will.
I sound enthused about
this.
Yeah.
Will. Hi.
Will's with us tonight in spirit. So we were just talking about Bloodborne is getting an expansion, which Anthony is just over the moon about, because Will, you weren't in this conversation. He was like, I called it and you guys told me it wasn't gonna happen. Talking about last week's podcast.
Well, and then we went back and we listened to the most creepiest video on YouTube, which is on our page, of course. You got to check
Reggie's
it out.
Reggie's face staring at you.
Reggie's so awesome mug.
I found his magical prediction an hour and 9 minutes in, saying that Bloodborne would have DLC, and we all go, yeah, you know.
That makes sense.
It's not really interesting to me, but yeah, that makes sense. And he took that to mean we shut him down. That Bloodborne was never getting DLC.
You didn't deny it. You didn't say it wasn't gonna happen. You didn't say it was gonna happen. You just said I would not be interested. DLC is a thing.
And you took that as we said it will never happen. So from now on, whenever Anthony says anything, everyone write in, let him know if you agree or disagree, because otherwise you disagree.
Leave a comment on the page or on YouTube and tell Anthony he's wrong.
Yes. Well, you don't have to. If you think he's wrong, don't say anything. He assumes that he's wrong.
Yeah, I assume you think negatively of me. It's fine.
So that was not on our schedule, but that was a nice little news piece for today.
It's all right. They will rule the day. They will rule the day.
Magical Anthony with his magical predictions. So continuing with the news... do you guys like remakes and remasters? We talked about it a little bit, but what are your general thoughts on those?
Well, if it comes to Skyrim, I'll buy that.
So I bring them up because Microsoft, Phil Spencer, I believe specifically, I need to actually check that, said that they are focusing on new games and not remakes and remasters, which have been kind of a big thing this
Exhibit
time.
Exhibit B of Halo Wars 2. Exhibit B.
Because they're not going to remake the original? Oh, they're going to focus on
a new game.
On new.
No, gotcha. I don't know. I read that news. That sounds like they should be doing that at this point. We're almost 2 years in.
Yeah.
This has been an unprecedented level of remakes and remasters to lead off a generation. It seems it's getting old. It's harder. It's getting harder and harder to get excited about them saying, we're bringing back Gears of War 1. Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Ooh. It kind of made sense because the consoles weren't backwards compatible. So it was kind of nice to have a few of them. But now it's just, it seems like it's standard operating procedure
at this
point.
We're not
going to
give you backwards compatibility. And we're just going to re-release everything you just bought from us. It's like, fuck, what? It just gets old after a while, right? Like, the first couple, you're like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind playing this in better resolution, higher frame rates. But they're having trouble getting these games maxed out 1080p, 60 frames per second on all of them, you know? So it's like, I don't know. It's just hard to get excited about old games on new consoles.
Yeah,
because not everything's worthy of a remaster. And some of these games aren't remastered. They're just higher resolution.
Up-res. Yeah.
And that's kind of shitty, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I think God of War 3 isn't confirmed 60 frames per second. And it's just, then why are you doing it? Like, what's...
Well, clearly it was Microsoft's rib at Sony, because you know they're probably going to showcase God of War 3 at their E3 conference as something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I definitely think it's good news. I still do enjoy the occasional remaster or remake, as long as they throw something extra in, As bad as the Master Chief Collection turned out, you know, that bundling those games and upgrading Halo 2, that made it worth it. I'd say like the Wind Waker HD was worth it just for the small gameplay and graphical improvements that they threw in. And that's a really old game. That's like a GameCube game.
Yeah, exactly. That game came out a while ago. These games that they're releasing came out recently. Or they feel recent. Gears of War is a little bit further back, but a lot of the games that came out in the last couple of years just released on consoles not that long ago, and they're equivalent to the PC versions of the game. I'm getting tired of it personally.
Yeah. No, I think
it's good
that
they're focusing on it. It's good.
Yep. Well, so the next thing that came out this week was GTA 5. Their sales are kind of crazy. 52 million copies across all of their platforms.
Yeah, that's a lot of games.
Ridiculous. Which I think 2 million of those are PC, or around 2 million.
It begs the question, who doesn't own Grand Theft Auto 5 at all right now?
Yeah.
I'm guessing a lot of people own it on multiple platforms.
And I can admit that I did that. I got it on 360 and then I got it on PC. So I think that's a big contributor to it. But that puts it at the number 4 best-selling game of all time.
Really?
According to Wikipedia. Numbers 1 through 3 are Tetris, Wii Sports, and Minecraft.
Tetris is number 1 ever?
Tetris is number 1. 100 million.
How do they track Tetris sales?
Like, I'm guessing they count pretty much every version of that.
Just original Tetris?
It says systems mobile.
Hmm.
So, that's got to be pretty much everything. Game Boy and DS and 3DS probably counts that.
They still sell Tetris on phones, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, they sell Tetris on everything.
I mean, I remember 10 years ago playing it on a flip phone.
Oh, this is actually
new.
Yeah, it's sourced to EA announcing that it sold that many just on mobile phones. So I guess the Tetris app on mobile phones?
That's insane.
Either way, it sold a ton. But GTA 5 has sold just about half what Tetris has sold.
People like dropping bricks.
They do.
Good game.
Dropping bricks and shooting people in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed GTA 5. I don't know that it fully... I guess it earned being in the top 5 best-selling games of all time just by the fact that it's available for everything and it's enjoyable by pretty much anyone that's over the age of 17, I guess.
Anyone.
Anyone.
No age requirement.
And that's probably, like you said, you know, I own 2 copies of the game, so that definitely helps that it did that really pretty brilliantly. It did 360 and PS3, then it did PS4 and Xbox One, and then it did PC. So that probably helped everyone double and triple dipping.
Oh, yeah. They had a plan. They executed on it, right? I mean, it sounds
perfectly.
Like
it. Now, yeah. Now they just need to put out some DLC for those 52 million copies to purchase as well. Make some more money.
I predict that they will.
Yeah. There you go. I agree, Anthony.
Your opinion doesn't count.
This will be noted. This will be noted.
Please mark it in the record.
That we both agree that GTA 5 will eventually get DLC.
Noted.
It has DLC, money cards, boom, beat you to it.
Holy fucking shit.
Well, I'll just, I'll keep us moving. Other sales news was The Witcher 3 had 1.5 million pre-orders. That's a lot of pre-orders, and that was something Anthony argued with me about when I told him that it happened. Anthony, have you come around to my way of thinking that that is a lot of pre-orders?
I don't believe statistical numbers.
Yeah, that's almost as many pre-orders from what I found as what Destiny got. Which, this was like a series that, you know, it's from a Polish developer. And I guess it's always been pretty popular, but it really, and just off of word of mouth, really,
exploded. I don't
know about that. Word of mouth and critical response. Absolutely. Was there a commercial for The Witcher 1? And Witcher, I think 2. One,
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, 2 was the one where it really blew up and got out there into the gaming universe.
Yeah, they really pushed the marketing on that one. Plus, the console version partnered up with, what was it? They partnered up with Namco Bandai, I think, or something in the U.S.
Yeah, that is
so true. And I think they did Warner in UK. I'm not sure, but I know they partnered up with a couple publishers to get worldwide release for The Witcher 2, and it worked out for them, and they made a lot of money on the console version, which in turn allowed them to basically self-publish the third one.
Yeah, there was an announcement today, I think, that they said essentially The Witcher 3 wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the console versions. Not really huge earth-shattering news, but pretty interesting just because this is a PC-centric series, I would say. And those console versions helped boost its popularity to 1.5 million pre-orders. Now, how much that's going to translate in the end, how many sales you're going to get, I don't know. We'll see. It has amazing reviews. So it'll probably keep doing well. Did you guys play any of the old Witcher games? I don't think anyone so far has played Witcher 3.
I've played the first little bit of The Witcher 3 and haven't been able to get into it yet. I do plan on it. Yeah, I played The Witcher 2. It was good.
Gotcha.
I played of The Witcher 2 on Xbox 360. I don't know. I felt that it was sort of overly complicated for an RPG. I don't know.
I don't think an RPG can be overly complicated.
might have been just the controls, because it was just one of those games you had to like press this and press this at the same time to do like multiple things, and it was just, I don't know, felt like too much on the controller. It was definitely one of those games that you could tell was made for PCs.
Yeah, and I think they fixed that in Witcher 3. I think that they were more focused on consoles and keeping it a unified experience, because I tested it out at PAX East. And I was playing with a controller, and I really didn't notice any issues with the controls. Everything was kind of what you would expect from an RPG like that.
That's kind of interesting. That kind of makes me almost want to try it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's glowing praise from pretty much everyone that's tried it out. So.
I'm on the fence. The only thing is that statue, man. I want that statue. I can smell it.
To get the statue, wouldn't you buy the game? So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I get the game for free by buying the statue, right? That's how that works.
There you go. Yep, exactly how it works. You can't join the 1.5 million pre-orders. Do you think is that a sign that, because there's been a lot of backlash against pre-orders, do you think that that's a sign that that's not working? Or did The Witcher do things right with having reviews out early and just being a generally fantastic game?
They announced their pre-order thing very far in advance. I think even last E3, we know what their pre-order bundles were looking like.
And you think that did it? Not.
I think just, you know, having it able to be pre-ordered that far back.
Half a million came in the last week before release. They were at a million a week before, and then they announced right before release we hit 1.5 million pre-orders.
That's crazy.
There's a shortage of new games on these consoles.
That's a good point, too.
People are like, oh, it's not something I've already played before. I'll get this. And it's a role-playing game where there's pretty much a shortage of those as well. People like open-world games like that. There's definitely not enough of them on these new consoles. that probably has a lot to do with it. And the fact that they had such a long marketing for this game, two-something years, right? I mean, two E3s ago, I was sitting in a Witcher show, you know, a presentation for The Witcher 2 years ago.
Yeah, it got delayed a couple of times, so that kept interest, actually. Like, a lot, some delayed games really lose interest, but The Witcher just kept rolling on.
Yeah. Well, apparently it has panned out for them.
Yep. Well, our final bit of news, because it's really been a slow week. But today, he announced a new Need for Speed game, and it's going to be a reboot. I think Anthony is a Need for Speed fan, are you not?
And it's going to possibly have customization. I heard customization actually confirmed. Yeah.
It's going to definitely have customization.
Good, good.
He tried to predict that on me. Shot me a message. I looked into the crystal ball and I see customization. I said, I looked at the press release and it said customization.
I didn't look at the press release.
Yeah, so Need for Speed is getting a full blown, they actually like literally said a full reboot.
What, so, because they took a year off?
Yeah, basically.
So it's a reboot? Okay. You've been releasing these things for 20 years. Reboot.
Now
what
they can...
What is it that is being rebooted? I don't understand.
This one won't have Aaron Paul in it.
Okay. That's probably a good start.
That's a good start. This one won't have first-person cutscenes.
Okay.
Who was the girl in the Need for Speed games? The lady from IGN, Jessica Chobot, was she on there?
I don't know.
No idea.
They got some model from, so she's probably out too, because it's a reboot.
Is it getting back to what? I didn't read the press release.
I think it's gonna be Underground. They haven't announced.
They haven't put a name on this.
No, they just said Need for Speed.
Just said Need for Speed.
And they said more information to come. You know, I guess in the coming weeks.
I'm sure the name is going to be Need for Speed because it's a reboot, and they just want to
Need for Speed.
Just Need for Speed, like
that
Fast
should be
and
the name. Just Need for Speed.
Says here the game delivers on what the fans want and what Need for Speed stands for: deep customization, authentic urban car culture, a nocturnal open world, and an immersive narrative that pulls you through the game.
That is
apparently what Need for Speed stands for.
Now say that with a robotic voice, because you were reading a press release.
That wasn't robotic enough. So, looking back, I haven't played a Need for Speed game in forever. I don't even know what the last Need for Speed games.
I think they're pretty good. They're good. I mean, they have some hit and miss, but
yeah, they always seem.
I think a lot of people that are fans of that series would probably like to see the Hot Pursuit return. I like the chase games that they make.
Well, if you watch the trailer, it had cops in it, so it was basically like kids or teenagers, whatever, adults possibly, recording on the side streets as like the cars flew by and cops were chasing them. They were like, oh man, look at that. Basically, it's like the cars were just like driving by at super fast speeds.
In this
and the
Need
cops...
for Speed, you don't drive the cars, you watch
you them. Watch them.
It's a role play.
I play that. It's like a let's play.
Coming soon, The Watcher.
Well, watch for speed. That's it.
Watch for speed.
Yeah.
I don't know. They need to be there with Need for Speed every year, right? There's tons of people who love that series, but I don't think that latest one really caught on the way they thought it might. Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Super excited for a new Need for Speed game, but it'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
It feels like there's a lot more competition in the racing genre now. I mean, you have Project Cars, Forza, Gran Turismo still exists and might come out with a game sometime in the next 10 years.
Probably.
Drive Club, the PlayStation Plus edition, should be out anytime soon for me. And yeah, there. I feel like, am I crazy, or is there a lot more competition in the racing area?
No, I mean, it's true. There's going to be some competition with it. I mean, it's just, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Bet there's more competition.
Yeah, I mean, people see something that's popular and they make more of it. I mean, it's common.
Yeah.
But I mean, the racing thing, yeah, it's definitely with E3 coming around, it's gonna literally go head to head against Forza. What is it? Six? We're on now.
Yeah. Forza Horizon 3, regular 6. I don't know.
No, Forza. This is true. But that's the only advantage that Need for Speed has is that if they pull that whole, you know, underground racing type thing again, it could set the differentiation in their favor, because whereas Forza is typically, you know, the hardcore car porn, basically, yeah. You know.
Yeah. No, I definitely get that. Like I said, whenever they start talking about Forza, I tune out a little bit. I can't get into cars. It's not my thing. Racing is fun. So I might check this out. I think Need for Speed is a little bit more arcadey than the other series.
It is.
So it'll definitely appeal to me a little bit.
Like I was telling you in that trailer, you could, like, they haven't really put like crazy like rap music in a Need for Speed game since Underground 2. And that trailer had some rap music in it. Nothing from a known artist to my knowledge. But, I mean, I think it has the Need for Speed Underground vibe. So you're going to see, like, the whole, obviously, customization, like you said, is back. But to what depth is it going to be? Is it going to be, like, maybe, like, you know, for instance, Grand Theft Auto, where you can customize the wheels, the rims, the spoiler, everything.
I just customized my license plate in GTA 5.
There you go.
Got my name on it. It's fancy.
You should painting say ass, it. Should say paint ass it. Man.
No, yeah, that would be awesome, actually. I'm sure that's taken. I think you can only take stuff that isn't taken already.
Really?
I think so.
I think you just make whatever you want.
All right, maybe. But then, you know, what do the cops do when they need to pull you over? I'm going to paint it bright pink, but I need to unlock it. I've been playing a lot of GTA, if you can't tell.
I can tell.
Yeah.
But you still playing that game?
Still playing it. I'm setting actually a night for heist, so we get everybody clears a calendar on that night. We all get on. We can do the heist.
You have a group of friends that are also playing it?
Yeah, I got two people in my house that are playing it.
Jeez.
Got another person outside the house. And that's our crew. That's our heist crew.
Hmm.
What's the name of your crew?
We are
the Nintendo fans.
No one else loves Nintendo like me.
The Amiibos.
The Incredibles.
The three That's Amiibos.
That would be a good one. I need to actually get some fellow Nintendo fans.
He's
the Amiibros.
He's going to go patent that right now.
The Amiibros, yeah. That's good, too.
I think that's an app, actually. Amiibros? Yeah, there's a lot of apps for tracking Amiibo stock.
That is weird and not surprising Amiibro that you know that.
Amiibro.com. Oh, you can mark that you purchased. Well, I got to actually do this now.
Kind of like a Foursquare for Amiibos. Like, I got this one.
Yeah, you mark them as purchased. Kyle. So I don't get doubles. I've been getting doubles. And
you just keep going deeper into this rabbit hole of Amiibo, don't you?
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
What are you going to do at E3 when they announce more? You're going to be on your phone pre-ordering. Yeah.
If they come up on Amazon. Yeah, I got to get on that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A couple popped up on Amazon Germany today. Had to grab those. So yeah.
You'd probably cry if he was like, and they are available starting today.
Yep.
What? That would cause mass hysteria.
It would.
It would.
Yeah.
Everybody would just leave that room right then and there.
Pretty much. Yeah.
If there was Toys R Us food, it would be raided.
The frenzy is real. Apparently, the stocks this time are not going to be as bad. Greninja is looking pretty good. Jigglypuff is looking good. And the Silver Mario. Is apparently going to be pretty common, so I'm doing much better.
Dead Marth.
Marth is getting a restock, yeah. So I already have him, obviously. But
obviously, of course.
Any real fan has Marth.
Yeah, only like the rarest one.
I don't
one,
even know who Marth is.
That's from Fire Emblem.
Yeah, the Fire Emblem.
Marth.
Guy.
No, I don't.
Blue hair.
I know him from Super Smash Brothers.
There you go.
That's pretty much how everybody knows him. It's okay.
The Holy Trinity is Marth, Wiifit, Trainer, and Villager.
The fact that there's a name called the Holy Trinity for the rarest amiibos.
Oh, yeah. Holy Trinity.
Those are the ones that are hard to find?
Those are the very hardest. Although now they're probably, especially with Marth getting the restock, probably a little bit easier. But those for a long time.
Trainer was hard to find?
Yeah.
Is that just because they didn't think anybody would want Wiifit Trainer?
Exactly. Pretty much. Yeah. Those were the ones that got the lowest amount.
Make 100.
Make 100. Nobody's going to buy that piece of oh crap.
They're gone.
They just sold out and we're not even done making them.
Yep.
Also, news that came in this week was Take-Two put out their earnings report. And they mentioned.
We're just going full financials this podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're going strictly numbers, baby. We only want to talk about the numbers.
I don't even know numbers. I can count to five.
Oh, this is Anthony trying to prove himself right again.
Oh, well, that sounds reasonable.
Step aside.
Step aside, guys. Step aside.
Let him go.
My thing is, Take-Two put out their earnings report, and it turns out they have a soon-to-be-announced AAA title. To be announced. Well, I think that AAA title is probably Mafia 3. It would make sense.
Who cares?
Thank you for sharing.
That means you both disagreed.
The fascination with the Mafia series.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I talk a lot of shit about it, but yeah, there's people who like Mafia games. I don't. I didn't like the last one. I didn't think it was good enough to play or waste my time on.
Well, the rumors, like I was saying, the rumors say that it's going to utilize feature, I guess, from Grand Theft Auto V and utilize three characters.
Okay.
And you're
going to
be able to switch.
That sounds like something I would even less like to play because they're stealing the mechanic from GTA V. I'd rather play that better game.
It's the same. It's Take-Two. It's under the Take-Two umbrella.
So what? You think Rockstar's like, yeah, just let them use it?
Probably.
Really?
I don't think they have a choice. It's under they own the company.
I don't think that like they just share that technology. Maybe they do. I don't know.
I'd
but
be more interested.
Regardless, I don't care about IP. That. Come up with something else.
I don't know. I mean, they also announced an expansion for Beyond Earth, Civilization Beyond Earth. And they got some people excited. I mean, I haven't read into that
myself.
Have
you played that game?
I played some of it, yeah.
Skipped that one. I'm good with 5 for now.
Really enjoying that. Yeah, Civ 5's a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beyond Earth is
all
right.
Beyond Earth at all?
It looked interesting, but I haven't really played Civ 5 enough to really feel like I got everything out of it. And I played it a lot. I'm not saying, I haven't played it very much. I'm just saying there's so much there.
Now there is. With all the expansions and stuff, there's so much.
Yeah, exactly. So I just didn't feel the need to move on at that point.
Those games last a while. That's what's been traditionally good about them.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, a single game, try sitting there. Playing through a single entire game.
Yeah, well, I love that. That's long. I just like playing a single player.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I tried it. When I first got it, I was like, yeah, Civilization. And I was like there. I was playing, clicking. 8 hours later, I was like, man, it's time for bed. It was horrible.
Yeah. But you can pick it up later, but I always try to pick it up, and then it just never works. Actually finish, like you said, actually finishing a game of Civ is tough. I almost always drop it eventually.
Hmm.
You always finish your games?
I usually do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I usually go back to them. I mean,
I try to, and then
just,
I end up just
it's
not.
Super hard if you got a co-op game or a versus game going with a friend. All right.
Take a break? You guys even need a break?
Yeah, I'm going to go throw up.
All right.
Sounds fun.
So that's about it for the news this week. Slow week, so that means we got to actually play some games. Will, I know you had an amazing week. It was like Christmas. Because you were playing.
I was playing the new Destiny expansion, yeah. I played a good bit of it. I've played quite a bit of it, actually. At least what's available right now. I'm thinking about getting a review up for it, but we haven't had a chance to take a look at the Trials of Osiris content. Not that it's going to be all that different, but...
Is that Hell? That's not... That didn't hit at the same time?
It's a, like a weekly tournament. Multiplayer Crucible tournament that allows you to earn gear and stuff. It's a... Just a new, more... It seems like it's going to be a more competitive portion of the Crucible, where, you know, three players can team up, and then the Trials of Osiris is basically you're allowed to... Anthony, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this it's three losses?
Three losses, yeah.
Yeah. You try to win as many games as you can before you lose three times. And if you win twice in the week's trials, you get some reward, or you get like a... Isn't it like a package? Like a bounty package, kind of?
Kind of.
Where it's you like open it up and get engrams or whatever? Or is it open it up and get actual weapons?
You get actual stuff, I believe, because it's like...
Yeah, it's like bronze rewards, stone rewards, something like that. Yeah, you get tiered rewards. So if you continually win more games, you can earn, like, high light armor, which, for people that don't know what Destiny, light armor is basically how you level up your characters to the highest level in the game. So
are you almost max level?
I am, personally, yeah. I'm at 32 and a half or so, and I'm still... waiting on Xur to make his weekly visit so I can pick up another level, probably be around 33, so I can jump into the 34 level Vault of... Is it called the Vault of Elders?
Prison of Elders.
Prison of Elders. Getting into the
Which
Prison
is
of
kind
Elders.
Of a horde mode?
It is a horde mode.
What an awesome one.
It is pretty cool.
I learned. I listened.
Yeah. So that's basically what... Well, there's also the story stuff, and there's a brand new section in the Reef that you can access. I think it's really good. I really think this is a good piece of content for Destiny as far as adding new things to do. I think it makes getting gear easier. I mean, I jumped up pretty quick. I was a 27, 28 just a couple days ago, and now I'm a 32. So all I had to do was buy... Basically, saved up money ahead of time, bought the stuff from the Vanguard, leveled my character up with 46 light, two 46 light pieces, got an exotic item in a raid that I did this week, and I was basically there. Which is what I want to shout out to, because my Destiny experience, I've been loving Destiny on just me playing it. Like, just going in and me playing through the story, me playing the strikes, teaming up in matchmaking and stuff like that. Something that I found this week was DestinyLFG.net, and it's basically a message board that kind of scrolls in real time of people that are looking for games in Destiny. And it's got a chat that pops up. You can add people very quickly on PSN, and I have had great luck in just teaming up with cool people from the PS4 community. Playing Destiny, playing raids, playing Nightfall Strikes, playing different parts of the game that you can't use matchmaking on. And that's been unbelievable and increased my love of the game immensely. But, you know, it also kind of brings into the picture that Bungie should really have something to allow you to do that. You know?
Yeah, of course, that's the first thing that I think of. But, there's also a subreddit. I think it's our fire team helps people find people.
Yeah, but this thing scrolls in real time. You can post what you want, chat in real time. You don't have to. It's all Ajax, probably. It's super easy to use. I've heard good things about the subreddit as well, but DestinyLFG.net is pretty good. And yeah, so I mean, that helped me get through a lot of different things. Go ahead. What'd you say?
What parts of House of Wolves do people get without buying the DLC? Because it does change the game for everyone, but people who buy it get more, right?
Yeah. You can't do any of the story stuff, which is basically... The story missions are basically going through other missions backwards. They do add some new...
Classic Destiny.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to jump on stuff like that.
I
got to
get a little negativity in there.
I hear you. But they do add some new paths, and it's surprisingly different. Feels surprisingly different, even though it's just a backwards version.
What do you think
You don't get that. You don't get that. You don't get the Prison of Elders, and you don't get the Trials of Osiris stuff.
Okay.
But
the underlying changes where, like, you can trade some currencies for other currencies, you get that.
Yeah, there's some things that are more respectful of your time, of being able to go to the director and trade in, you know, Ascendant Shards for Ascendant Energy, stuff like that. Instead of saying, well, God, I need one of these, but I've got one of those, you can just switch. Which is nice. Trying to think what else. You can actually go to the Reef if you don't own it, but you can't access the stuff or do the bounties, I don't think, or the missions.
Gotcha.
But you can kind of go in there and see what it looks like. I mean, if you're still playing Destiny, there's no reason not to own this. But I'm kind of getting to the end on it as far as me personally. Because when I get to level 34, I'm not entirely sure what I'll want to do after that. And that's a big if I get to 34. There's a huge last hurdle that I have to get over to do that. And it is going into either winning in that Trials of Osiris and getting like some armor that gives me the light in the right equipment pieces, or doing the Prison of Elders at 34 and 35, which are hard because 32 was a really challenging thing. But even then, after I get through that, I don't know. I think Destiny needs something else. Like, what else is there at the end game once you get to that end game? Maybe they can add some difficulty to the raids or whatever. I don't know.
Trials of Osiris is probably going to be the end game for everybody. I mean, like you said, after tonight or tomorrow, and you go to Xur, you're going to be like, what, level 33?
Yeah, and I should be.
33. Yeah. Excuse me. And if you get your stuff and you go with friends and you go to level 34 and you get your stuff and you're at level 34 at that point, because then you get your armored core and you get, you know, everything you need. And then on Tuesday, it resets again. You could just go back, do another level 32, get that armor core again, and go and buy whatever missing piece you need that's available, if he has it available.
Yeah, I mean, then you're just playing the RNG game and waiting to see if the thing that you need is there. Right, but yeah.
Yeah.
Theoretically, that is how it'll work.
Or you can buy the special one that takes one arm core and one weapon core, which is a random piece.
Which seems kind of crazy, because if you're just going to try and do 34...
Yeah.
You can get the light and upgrade it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. If I get to 33, then I'll just try and do 34 with some real strong players that I find on Destiny LFG and have it done, basically.
Pretty much, and then...
You know, you can get the ether, the light pieces from the Nightfall Strike also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's what they say, but that's also RNG. So if I played the Nightfall, we played, grab another player off at LFG, and get it that way. That's all, you know. Then you don't even have to play the Prison of Elders. But it brings me back to the same spot every time. Once I get there, what am I gonna want to do with it? Nothing, probably. Because it's always been the carrot on the stick for me so far. It's always been like, well, you're in level 27 or you're level 28. You're never going to get to 30 or 32 because you have to do the raids and whatever. But this expansion kind of makes it so you don't. So you have other options to get there, right? So you've got plenty of paths to get there, whether it's the Trials of Osiris, whether it's Prison of Elders, whether it's doing the Nightfall Strikes, whether it's just leveling up your Vanguard and then leveling up the pieces from there. There's just more paths to get there. Before, it was like, if you don't do the raids, you can't get there. And now it's more You've just got more options.
It'd also be interesting to see if Xur sells level 46, 42 light stuff this week. Because then everybody has all those coins. You can just buy the shit. You don't even need the green cores. Just buy the shit.
Yeah, but you can only use one of them.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I mean, even if you're most of those people are already wearing one piece.
Yeah, right? They're already wearing what they need, pretty much.
Right, or what they like. Like in my case, I have that helm that I really like. I'm not buying something else, and it doesn't matter. Most of the people that are trying to get there already have a piece of exotic equipment. So you're just better off paying the $9 or the 9 coins and getting the exotic shard.
Yeah.
And just upgrading. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other cool stuff that's going on in that game. I think that Bungie has tweaked
the instances.
The instances and the... You go into areas now basically looking for these bounties for the House of Wolves. And when you kill these waves, it's like 4 waves of enemies, you can, a chest pops up somewhere on the map, and you hustle over to the chest, grab it, and you have a chance of getting engrams, legendary, and blues. You have a chance of getting a key, which in the Prison of Elders, if you make it through 4 rounds, is it 4 or 5 rounds?
4 and the boss.
Yeah, 4 rounds and a boss. If you make it through all of those, at the end, you drop down into this vault. Straight up gold chests everywhere. It's a real treasure room. It's pretty neat looking. And
the dragon.
What, like the Hobbit dragon?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's what nice. I said.
Yeah.
That I'd play that. Put a dragon.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, there's something very very pleasing about the way Destiny delivers loot to people, because it's obviously so fucking rare. Well, it has been in the past. When you get something, you're like, fuck yeah. But when you drop down into this treasure room, obviously there's gold everywhere, and there's like a super badass chest that you can open. There's 2 regular chests that you can open, just walk up to and open. But if you have a key, which you get from the bounties, by opening the chest, you can open this other chest that might have better shit for you as well. Which is cool. I mean, it's, you know, hits the right spot.
Yeah. I also learned that those little chests have a chance of dropping a key.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. I also learned that, you know, when you get your week, you know, you could actually do all those 32 through 35 as many as you want. However, the 32 through 35 will only drop the Etheric Light and the Armored Core once per week. So you have to wait a week for the reset, but you can still go through and play what you want and keep hitting the chest for exotics and randoms. But you only get the core and etherics once per week.
It is very hard. 32 is the one I've done, and that was pretty difficult. Like, there's some challenging boss battles in there. The enemies are strong. They take you down pretty quickly. It's fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it, but just like I said, I don't know how much longer I will be having fun with that. But I mean, that's a long time to play a game, right? Came out in October or September?
September. I mean, it is, except for the fact that it was 2 fairly expensive DLC expansions. They were $20 a piece, or 30 for the season pass, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 8 months.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a decent amount of time.
I think it's about par for the industry.
Yeah, how would you rate this one against Dark Below? Because that one pissed me off. That one was kind of the last straw for me.
I don't think a lot of people loved the raid in Dark Below. I think the story missions are better in this one as well. And there's been so many changes made around the game that aren't necessarily exclusive to the DLC, but it just makes the game better overall, or more enjoyable, or more approachable even. So I think this one, obviously, just the longer you have to polish something, the more shiny it's going to be.
Even without a raid, you'd still say this is...
Oh, yeah.
Better? All right.
Yeah. I don't think the raid in Dark Below was well-received.
Yep.
It's certainly not as good as the Vault of Glass, which this week I played both of them. Crazy. Those things are fun. The Vault of Glass is very fun. I could see why people got hooked on that one.
Yeah.
And the Crota, I forget what it's called, the name.
Crota's End.
Crota's End. Yeah, Crota's End is cool, but it's quick, and it doesn't feel as involved. It doesn't have the kind of puzzle-solving elements that Vault of Glass does. Vault of Glass takes some serious teamwork. You're relying on other people to perform things while, if they don't, your whole team will wipe.
And yeah.
It can get pretty hectic. I'm enjoying it. I will continue to enjoy it.
Played the raids with people you found online?
Destiny LFG, yeah.
Yep. Sweet. So, yeah. If that
if
works,
you're playing Destiny, and you are just in the boat where you're like, well, I don't have any friends that are playing, but I'm still enjoying it, go to DestinyLFG.net. Find a group to play the stuff you haven't played, and you'll have a good time. Because most of the people on there I've met have been pretty cool.
Is that about all you played this week? Was Destiny, or did you hit anything else other than a little bit of Witcher 3 that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, and I turned on The Witcher 3.
What about you, Anthony? I think you played a lot of Destiny. You kept trying to get me to play.
Yeah, I invited you to play tonight before
I'm
the
busy.
Podcast. Oh, yeah, busy.
I got
you
food.
Said, literally, I don't want to play that.
That, too. Yeah, that was...
I was like, come on, give me 30 minutes.
As good a reason as any.
I literally said, give me 30 minutes and I'll show you all the awesome changes.
If
and
I have
like,
time
nope.
for the game, it's going to be Splatoon or... GTA 5.
So lame. But yeah, I played that last week. If you remember, I was playing some Neverwinter. Actually, that weekend, I actually hit max level. So I hit max level. I don't know what to do in that game now.
Yeah, you're gonna quit?
Strangely enough, I'm still playing it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I need help. I put in a couple hours on that. Yeah, I played a lot of Destiny this week, definitely, since its release. I was up as soon as it hit, got on there, played some with Will. He got mad at me for dying a lot.
He's just that type of person who runs in.
Yeah. I didn't even need you to tell me that. I can just...
Leroy!
Yeah.
And
yes, he does it over and over. We were trying to I'm in mode where I'm like, well, I gotta get this done. And in Destiny, when you are in Destiny mode, you're in like, I can farm this per this. If I get this done, I can get this done in this amount of time. And you kinda you have a schedule that you're trying to follow.
Well, you know me by now, man. When I'm involved in anything, add 2 hours to it. you call me up and you say
like a great quality to have.
Well, you call
like
me
something you should work on.
You call me up to ask me how I'm doing, you know, it will be here for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when it can be curbed, we were on regular not hard content in the game, and we should have been able to get through it, is what I was saying. You were a higher level than me, and you were continuing to die repeatedly. We were at the end boss, and you just wouldn't... You have to self-preserve in those situations. You can't just run in there. I don't know.
Not
of course I got mad.
Maybe I was dying on
purpose. Every single person who plays Destiny would be mad at you. Maybe you were dying. So you're griefing me? Oh, that's even better to announce.
Anthony is why Bungie does not add matchmaking.
That would make a lot more sense.
They just looked at his play history and they're like, nope. Not
nope.
Putting this guy with random people.
Hell no. But it's okay. Hey, whatever. I went online, played some Crucible today. I went like 21-2.
No, you run around with a shotgun?
No.
That's what she's supposed to do. Though.
Will can vouch for this. That new pistol is fucking beast mode.
Oh, those one-shot kill pistols? Ugh.
Nah, it's not a one-shot kill. It's like, it's a quick pop, 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 pop. It's a full automatic, basically. You just gotta tap it. You know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. and it does a lot of damage. So I'm just going into matches now, just killing people with that. I played
so
much Destiny.
For some reason, I don't believe you.
Okay.
I just don't believe you.
Okay, I did the exotic quest where you have to get 25 kills over death, and I did it in like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Drop the mic.
Boom. There you go.
Talk is cheap.
Okay, well, I'll show you
Find
my
the
new
game
exotic.
History.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, I played so much that I maxed out my Vanguard and almost maxed out my Crucible so for the week. So I can't really gain any more experience towards them. Which is also good because then you can just go take your Vanguard points or your Crucible points and go buy your Expansion 2 gear, which, again, is already pre-prepped with level 36 light. So all you're going to need is that Etheric light, and then you can just ramp it right up to 42. So pretty
that
much...
That makes no sense to me, so...
Yeah, oh, I already said exactly the same thing 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but you didn't say it about the Crucible stuff and buying it from the vendors.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
You only said at the Reef.
It's
Fuck
the same
you.
Thing.
Well, I played games that weren't Destiny this week, so I'm going to talk about those.
Sucks to be you, bro.
You played...
I play a lot of Splatoon.
You played Wii U.
Oh, yeah, that does suck. To be you.
So much different. No.
It's kind of like a shooter, I guess.
It's amazing.
For children.
Yeah, there's a couple of videos I put up on the site, so check those out. Just search for Splatoon.
Or if you're listening right now on our YouTube page, just click over and check them out on our YouTube.
It should be over. I'm pointing at them. You just can't see.
You just can't see. He's pointing to the right side. Somewhere.
Yeah, so check those out. I put some commentary in there. Apparently I'm boring. I don't know.
You did put some commentary in there.
I did. I should have turned up my volume a little bit. It's a little hard to hear me.
Be honest. Yeah, you're really low. I listened to a couple. I was like, what is he whispering?
Yeah, I listened to it a couple of times, but apparently it came out different after it went through YouTube's stuff, or maybe I just heard it different. I don't know, but lots of Splatoon stuff. I'll be streaming it soon. I just need to figure out when. I'm thinking Monday, the 25th. Check for a stream if you're interested in Splatoon. That's probably a good time. They got another test fire this weekend, so a lot of people will be playing on Saturday. So I may join for that.
Is it real competitive?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a pretty competitive game. It's
like
competitive
Smash
in
Brothers
that
competitive or
in that Nintendo, yeah, in that Nintendo way where you don't have to be competitive to have fun, and you can contribute to your team even if you're not an expert, if that makes any sense.
Because after watching, I could tell, like, Kyle is not an expert.
I cherry picked games where I did really well, so that should those should be good. So it's very strategic. It is competitive, but you're still, you know, you're just coating the ground. So as long as you're firing your gun, you're at least helping. You may not be helping the right way, but you're helping.
Is it my eyes or am I just dumb? Because at the beginning of the first video, I think it was.
I can stop you right there.
It's like you became one with the ground. It's not like you were rolling. It's not like you were a rolling squid. You actually became one with the ground.
You swim in the ink.
So you're swimming in the ink that's on a hard surface.
Oh, you want the game to make sense? The game where you turn into a squid and
you don't turn into a squid.
Fire
you
ink
are
at
a
each
squid.
Other.
You are a squid.
A squid who turns into a human.
Yeah, you're basically like Little Mermaid squid thing.
You want that to make sense. That's your problem with it right now, is that it doesn't... physics aren't right.
The physics aren't right. And I mean...
As a squid, you can pass through certain objects like gratings and fences. You can pass through it as a squid.
I'll say, well,
the
that
squid
makes
isn't,
sense, kind of.
But it doesn't. But that's okay.
It makes sense. For... Nintendo game.
It's okay that it doesn't make sense.
So basically, you're like Flubber.
What?
What?
You're not bouncy.
Well, just go on.
Yeah.
You've answered your own question.
Yeah, but it's been enjoyable.
Why'd you shut him down on Flubber? Flubber's bouncy?
Yeah, isn't that what Flubber does? Flubber bounces. It's not melody. Remember. It doesn't, like, pass through things. It's very... You put it on your shoes and you can play basketball really well. That's Flubber.
It sounds like a crazy game.
It is. Like somebody was on drugs.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Do you know, like, what Nintendo team has made this? Is this...
Vaguely, yeah. Let me look it up just to be sure.
The one that has the munchies.
Yeah.
So it is EAD Group number 2, who has worked on some of the best games for them.
I believe that's an opinion. Worked on
Mario, Zelda, F-Zero, Star Fox, Animal Crossing, and Pikmin. So no, that's not an opinion.
So not their B team.
That is. Yeah, that's not their number one team, apparently. I'm trying to find an actual list of their games. So they didn't. Oh, group number 2, Animal Crossing Wild World, Wii Sports, Animal Crossing City Folk. They did a lot of Animal Crossing and Wii Sports games. So I was reading the wrong list there.
Okay.
Dang right, you are.
They did do Star Fox Command.
Yeah.
A lot of Animal Crossing games.
I stand by my statement.
Group number 2.
That it's your opinion that they're the good team.
Well, no. I mean, group 1, I'm guessing, would be their A squad. Although that looks like Mario Kart. So I don't know. They have a weird hierarchy inside of Nintendo. But this is the Animal Crossing and Wii Sports team.
Have you took a gauge on what people who have played the demo are saying about it?
Yeah, everything I've seen is really positive. Yeah, Nintendo fans are really hyped. There's a lot of
where are you seeing that at? Reddit or
Nintendo forums,
Reddit, various YouTube pages. Game Explain has been all over, just posting a ton of. That's a YouTube channel posting a ton of Splatoon content, and I see him all the time playing. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I forgot. Oh, there's been a lot of argument about whether or not it'd be a system seller, which I don't think it will be, just because it caters to Nintendo fans. But it's of a quality that it could. I think it'll just keep Wii U fans happy getting a game like this. It's kind of like that Bayonetta 2 where, you know, it just made them really happy.
Yeah, but Bayonetta 2 was pretty similar to the first one.
Well, I'm just saying those high-quality games that don't
this
really...
This is something completely new.
Yeah, yeah. New IP, new everything.
Yep.
But I think it'll be big.
Do you see this becoming a franchise?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
But it'll be another one. I think it'll be like a Pikmin-style franchise where a new one comes out pretty... rarely. Like I don't think a new one will come out on Wii U, but whatever succeeds the Project NX or whatever, probably get a Splatoon game.
Well, you sound high on it.
Yep. Nintendo knows what they're doing. Yeah.
I know. You're making me kind of want to buy it just so I can ink you.
Oh yeah, we'll team up.
Oh, you could team up now.
Yeah, you can join your friends.
Oh.
You can't form your own parties, I think, yet. I think that's coming later. There's a lot of stuff that they have planned that's coming to the game.
Oh, Nintendo. Day one patch.
That's how they, you know, they're catching up. They at least have some decent online multiplayer for this. So we'll get those other features as they can make them.
It's going to be upsetting that if I do get it, or if any of us get it and want to play with each other, it will be to where we would have to Skype chat and play. You know, I mean, that's the only thing. That's the only thing.
It is unfortunate. But the other game that I played this week, another Nintendo game, was Stretch Mo. Did you guys ever play Push Mo or Crash Mo?
No mo.
All right. Puzzle game. You got to climb to the top of this pile of blocks, and Stretch Mo lets you stretch them, whereas you could just pull them and they would fall before.
It's Catherine.
I don't know. I didn't play Catherine.
Never mind.
Yeah, if you're a Push Mo or Crash Mo fan, it's great. So that's really all. Check out the review. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
This is a free-to-play game with premium add-ons, right?
Yeah, it's stretching the title free-to-play. It's you can download it for free. Mm-hmm. You can play 7 intro puzzles for free. And then after that, you have to buy puzzle packs.
Okay.
So there's 250, over 250 puzzles total, and they're split up into these 4 packs, and you can buy them as a bundle for $10, and then that's the game. That's essentially $10 for the game.
Okay.
But I'd say that's free to play done right, where you can kind of pick and choose what you want. It doesn't lock you out of content the way that, like, Candy Crush does or whatever, where, you know, oh, you played too long, now you need to give us money.
Right.
It's just buy it, play it.
Download it, see if you like it, see if you want more of it.
Yep.
That's cool.
I feel that the next one's going to be called Pulmo.
There's Pull, I think it's called Pull Blocks in Europe. It has a ton of different names.
Damn.
Yeah, I think it's called Pull Blocks in Europe. Yep, it is. So no Pulmo, maybe a Pulmo. Yeah, they've come out with one of these a year. So it's pretty interesting to see the series develop the way it has. They've all been really good. It's so just nothing crazy. Yeah.
Well, it's fun, I guess.
It's very fun. No, don't get me wrong.
For a free to play game.
No, for just a puzzle game in general. Yeah, it's tough to describe. It's one that you kind of have to see to understand the mechanics. So that's all I played. A lot of Stretch Mo, a lot of Splatoon, a lot of GTA.
What, if you said you didn't play anything good, we would have been okay with that.
No, I played a lot of good stuff. And that's what are you guys excited about for the next week? It's actually starting to get good releases.
What's next week?
Game of Thrones. I'm excited about that.
And?
Splatoon comes out, actually, on the 29th, which is almost a week. It's just over a week.
Well, there you go.
And that's about it, I guess.
Yeah, starting to get good. Tell me when.
Yeah. No, I pulled up the list and saw that I was wrong.
Magicka 2? We should have a review of that for the site. Splatoon? Maybe.
Ultra Street Fighter 4. I'm not a big Street Fighter guy, but sure.
Yep, Street Fighter, yeah.
So you guys aren't too excited.
I'm probably going to be playing The Witcher next week. I mean,
and The Witcher.
Honestly, I'll probably start it this weekend.
Nice. Yep, I need to try to start.
Have patched out any problems that have been occurring?
Well, considering it takes longer to patch Xbox, seemingly, than it takes to patch PlayStation or PC. PC patch was released today, as of recording day, and they'll probably get out PS4 over the weekend. I don't see Xbox coming until maybe Sunday for the Xbox patch. But, I mean, if you got past the first loading screen, I think you're okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I'm having a problem with it. I loaded up through the intro that I saw 100 times on Let's Play and YouTube videos prior to launch, which kind of like, I might have been interested in playing the game if I hadn't seen this opening intro 1,000 times already. Did you guys know what I'm talking about? Where he's in the tub and she throws the thing in there and he gets out and he kisses her.
Yep.
And he's walking around naked or whatever. It's just...
That's what I played at PAX.
Yeah, that's what I saw a bunch of right before release. And now I'm like, I started it up and I'm like, fuck this. I've already seen the first hour of this game. This is going to take a while to get through. But I will start getting through that. So we'll talk about this week's next big thing.
This.
Next week.
Next week.
We'll talk
we'll
about
be a week
this week's next big. Yeah, next week.
I'm so confused right now.
And that's okay.
It made sense. We'll talk about this it week's did. Next big thing next week.
So check back in. That'll be Attack of the Fanboy podcast number 12. And that concludes number 11. You're listening to it, so you know where to get it. But it'll also is this going to be on YouTube as well? Is this a regular thing?
Yeah, there's going to be options. We're going to do the YouTube thing. All right.
YouTube, iTunes, attackofthefanboy.com.
We give you any options, of those people. Places. There's no reason not to watch it now.
Leave us a comment. Leave us a review on iTunes. Subscribe. All that stuff.
Tell us what we're doing wrong. Tell us what we're doing right. Put your Anthony DeSico hate in the comments section below.
Tell Kyle that he needs to stop buying Amiibos.
No, I'm not going to listen.
Help Anthony with his pre-order problem.
Hey, I send statues to my address. Feel free to contact.
Yeah. No?
I feel like getting a fake phone number right now.
All right. That was AOTF podcast number 11. Thanks for joining us.
For a good time, call 555.
555 will not work.
Damn it. You
couldn't come up with seven fucking random numbers?
I don't remember how many digits.
Oh, fuck.
He would have accidentally given out his actual phone number.